San Franciscans go to the polls next week to choose from five candidates running to unseat incumbent Mayor Ed Lee. But the most contested issues on the ballot have to do with housing or the lack of it in the city. It's an issue of importance to long-timers who've been displaced, but also the tens of thousands of young tech workers who've flooded San Francisco in recent years looking for affordable housing. So are those new arrivals likely to affect the outcome? Rachel Miro from Here Now contributor KQED set out to answer that question.
Let's begin by agreeing that there is no techie block vote. The data doesn't back up the assumption that all tech workers vote the same way.
There's not a variable that says techie that we can check off.
That's David Latterman, who runs Fall Line Analytics. He's crunched Bay Area data for more than a decade, and he thinks the most salient factor in political participation rates is not so much what people do for a living, but how old they are and how recently they arrived in San Francisco.
A lot of people like to talk. You know, we have this tech group mobilized and they're all voted. No, they don't. There's no evidence. I know 50-year-old techies on the far left and who are staunchly conservative and everywhere in between. So the older they get, the more they diffuse into the rest of the city and the body politic. And a lot of younger people, they're not focused yet.
Yes, the young tech worker who lives in a bubble, shuttling between home and work with nary a thought to civic engagement. Does the stereotype hold up? I head to a coffee shop called Sight Glass to try and find out. It's hip, it's spacious, and it's packed with techies. Over the hum and swoosh of roasting beans, people hold business meetings or tap away on their laptops. I expected to meet disengaged workaholics. Instead, I ran into this guy, 26-year-old Bill Rowan, a software engineer who's been living here for 3 years now.
Do you vote in San Francisco?
Every year.
Every year. Fabulous.
In San Francisco, you can get your ballot mailed to you, and he has.
Have you voted yet this year?
Not yet. I know I still have a little bit more time to make my selections, but I've already started studying the issues.
The more time I spend at the coffee shop, the more I begin to worry the KQED mic flag might be scaring away programmers, the stereotypical frat boy programmer everybody loves to hate. But then I do meet a couple of guys who don't vote, like Amit Desai.
I'm largely apolitical.
Desai chalks it up to cynicism, even though he says he's troubled by the way the housing crisis has affected the cultural diversity of San Francisco.
You are definitely getting a more homogenous, very wealthy group of residents, plus commuters and tourists.
Desai is 44, so according to prevailing wisdom, he should be politically active, but he's not. Still, the more time I spend at SightGlass, the more I meet young people working in tech who are politically engaged. Meet 24-year-old software developer Will Hayworth. He voted the same night he came home to find his ballot arrived in the mail.
I couldn't fall asleep because I was so excited to vote.
Even though he moved to San Francisco just a year and a half ago, Hayworth can go down the list of housing measures on this year's ballot.
We are already seeing how high rents are reshaping the city and not in good ways.
I ask Hayworth if his passion for politics is considered normal by friends and coworkers. Sipping on a vanilla iced cold brew, he says no. His answer makes sense when I learn that his mom in New York was a congresswoman. She's a Republican, and so is he.
I feel loathed as a gay guy sometimes. I feel loathed as a Republican among the gays. And I feel loathed as a techie by everybody who's not in tech. Here, there's a poster I saw while I was literally walking through SoMa the other day. Come on, phone unlock.
His fingernails painted bright blue, Hayworth taps his iPhone with exasperated animation until he finds the photo he wants to show me.
Okay, programmers off the block, attention all lemmings slash employees, and they name a bunch of big companies, right? I'm genderqueer. Like, nobody would confuse me for a programmer, I hope. The fact that they would just tar such a big group of people without knowing any of them. You know, obnoxious people in a bar do not represent, like, the entire tech community. And it's really unfortunate that political discourse in San Francisco kind of throws all these people together.
But how do I relate my findings here at SightGlass to what I learned from our experts? I went back to David Latterman to get his take on the people I talked to. It still doesn't look like techies will swing this year's election one way or the other on the various issues and candidates on the ballot. But Latterman says voters like Hayworth, who are outliers now, will get noticed within a couple of election cycles. And, quote, anyone who's ever voted will be targeted next year. because that's a presidential election. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
And by the way, joining her there is Jeremy Hobson. He's in San Francisco. He'll be hosting this week from our contributing partner, KQED.
Can't wait. We'll be hearing more about the way the city is changing because of those rising costs and how people are moving across the bay to Oakland, which is also becoming a magnet for tech companies. And so what happens to housing there?
It's already happening. And we'll hear from the state's longtime Senator Barbara Boxer, who announced this year she will not run for re-election. Perhaps she'll have a surprise when she speaks to Jeremy. So is there a story you think Jeremy should know about? Tweet him at Jeremy Hobson or send an email to letters@hereandnow.org.